Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and today we are at Northland Area Federal Credit Union, the Skoda branch, to talk more about junior achievement. And joining us is the president of Junior Achievement of Northeast Michigan, Jen Carpenter. How are you, Jen?
I'm good. We're very excited to be here for our kickoff for the Skoda Area Junior Achievement Programming.
Well, we're going to talk more about that, but we are at the Skoda branch, and branch manager Lane Taylor also with us. How are you today?
Doing very good. Thank you.
Good. Well, let's start by, I'm sure the question most people will ask if we mention junior achievement, oh, I've heard of that, but I have no idea what it is. So, Jen, kind of fill us in on what junior achievement is and what it's all about.
Well, it's funny you say that because we like to say junior achievement is the best kept secret, but we are not happy that it's the best kept secret. So thank you for putting us on the air so we can get our mission out to more people. What we do is we have volunteers from the community that go into the classroom that teach junior achievement programming to our students in the area. They teach different aspects of business life, but specifically financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and work readiness, which are three very important things for the community.
Yeah, it's never too early to get them learning so that, they can be successes in the business world no matter what they decide to do.
Absolutely. And one of our goals is to hand our kids the tools that they need to not only succeed in life, but also to help our community succeed. So by teaching them skills that can be used right here in Skoda, by business people right here in Skoda, we're really ensuring the future of our community.
Now, this is a kickoff event we're at here at Northland. Now, how long does the program last? Is it a year-round program?
No, what we're doing right now is spring classes. It depends on the number of classes by the programs that we have. Typically, what a volunteer would do is go into a classroom for an hour at a time for about 5 to 6 lessons. They really interact with the students. The students get to know the volunteers from the community, and it really puts that bridge between the school and what happens into the real business world.
All right. Well, speaking of the real business world, let's talk a little bit about funding. I would imagine some people would think, well, the schools must pay for that, but I'm sure there's other ways that this gets funded.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up because we are a nonprofit organization. So all the funding that we receive goes right to the programs in the local area. And we do have some local area funders that we'd love to thank. Number one, Carroll Broadcasting, for getting our name out there. First Federal Bank, Northland Area Credit Union, Kevin Smith, Farm Bureau, Alpena Alcona Credit Union, Huron Community Bank, and Vista Lanes, which we just had our first bowl-a-thon last week, and they donated half of the proceeds to Junior Achievement Programming. So all the money that is raised locally goes right into the classrooms here. So we're not sending it to a national franchise. We know exactly what classrooms, what schools this money is going to.
Now, what if there's a business or organization out there right now that would like to donate? How do they go about doing that? Is it too late? Can they still do it?
No, absolutely not. What we would love to do with the Skoda area is have funding ahead of time for the next year so we can plan accordingly. We're always taking donations so we could maybe have fall classes and not only spring classes. You can always reach us at our website, which is www.janortheastmi.org, or you can call our office at 989-752-9050, and we can help you out. And again, the money will go directly to the Skoda area schools.
Very good. Now, Elaine, let's talk about, we hear about the people in the classrooms there. Those are volunteers. Those are people that have decided they want to do that, isn't it?
Correct. Yes.
Now, let's talk about who they are. Who's going to be doing this next round?
Our next round of volunteers, we have Annalyn Lurzak and Nicole Gray from Northland Area Federal Credit Union. They'll be in Marilyn Johnson's second grade class. We actually have a retired teacher, Beth Fredenberg. She will be teaching in Shelley Reward's second grade class. Jamie Noggle and Diana Hansen from Northland Credit Union will be teaching in Connie Simpson's third grade class. We have Brandon Taylor from Northland, who will be in Tom Vito's fifth grade class. Kevin Smith from Farm Bureau will be teaching in Roxanne Gerhart's high school class. And Regina Fortner from First Federal will be teaching in Laura Zacharias's eighth grade class. So we have a broad range of volunteers, and we appreciate all of them.
Indeed. Now let's talk about some other people who volunteer their time. You've got a great board of directors here, too.
Yes, we do. This year for 2014, our board of directors consists of myself from Northland, Joan Miles from Alpena Alcona Credit Union, Kevin Smith from from Farm Bureau KMS Agency, Regina Fortner from First Federal, and Brandon Taylor from Northland as well.
Very good. And we'll look forward to a successful season. And we've been here a few years already with you guys, and hopefully we get to do it in the future, too.
Same with us.
All right. She's the branch manager for Oscoda Northland Area Federal Credit Union, Elaine Taylor. Elaine, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And President of Junior Achievement of Northeast Michigan, Jen Carpenter. Jen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And joining us now to talk about what Junior Achievement means to the Oscoda Schools is the superintendent for Oscoda Schools, Scott Moore. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Kevin?
Doing good. Now, let's talk about, we got this side of Junior Achievement, about what it is and, about the funding and that. But talk about what it means to the Oscoda School District to have Junior Achievement be a part of this.
It's an excellent opportunity for our kids to get some exposure to some real-life business applications that they're not going to otherwise see in a regular traditional classroom setting. It just means a lot that people are willing to dedicate their time and their resources to come in and share their experiences to give some kids hopefully some entrepreneurial spirit, because we all want to get this economy going, and the sooner we can do that, the better. So we'll start with the kids.
Now, what do you guys do? How do you prepare for this? Is there something that the school district has to do to prepare for this, just like Junior Achievement does, in order to come into the school?
Absolutely. What we have to do is we have to get some dedicated teachers, which we have a whole crew of them out there. We're pretty happy with what we have going on. But the teachers get involved, and they build it into the curriculum in terms of the sequence of when the Junior Achievement volunteers are going to come in and be teaching things, and we try and align it with what we're doing so we can get a little bit of a cross-curricular feel with the concepts that are being given. And then after that, we try and build upon it. So it's not just when they come and teach the lesson, then we try and build on it afterwards as well. So it's has a lot of continuity for our kids.
Very good. Well, glad to see the school district working in conjunction with Junior Achievement to especially here in Northeast Michigan, as you mentioned, give our kids a chance to really prosper here and maybe bring what they learn here and, start a growth boom here in Northeast Michigan, too.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that endears me to Junior Achievement as much, I never was the benefactor of it as a student, but my father-in-law over 40 years ago got into Junior Achievement, and that was part of what got him into business. He went on and got a master's in business degree and speaks real fondly of his Junior Achievement experiences. And I know a lot of adults who cite back this program because it's been around for a long time, and anything with the staying power that it's had is a proven commodity that we're very grateful to have within the confines of our school.
Very good. He is the superintendent of schools for Oscoda Area Schools. Scott Moore. Scott, thank you for joining us, and we'll let you get back into your meeting.
All right, Kevin. Always good to talk.